Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is to cut straight through the hype and really zero in on the architecture of agentic AI. We're looking at these systems designed to automate entire business processes, which is really the top tier of machine autonomy that the sources get into.
And that's the critical shift, isn't it? We're so far beyond, you know, a simple chatbot.
Right.
We're talking about systems that can tackle these huge, high-level business goals over weeks, maybe even months. Things like increase customer retention by 5%.
And a goal that big immediately raises the question, how on earth do these agents maintain focus and maybe more importantly, financial control over such a long time?
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this. If an AI is running a project for weeks, the first hurdle has to be just persistence. How does it not get lost?
It starts with an architecture that's built for that, for long-term execution. And the key concept here is something called goal chaining. It's not a simple to-do list. It's a really sophisticated sequence of interconnected tasks that are all dependent on each other. The agent has to constantly monitor, execute, and then evaluate each step.
So it's basically running a whole project plan by itself.
Yeah.
But if it's buried in all those tiny tasks, the risk of losing sight of the main goal, that goal drift you mentioned, must be huge.
It is. It's the biggest risk. And that's why this idea of intent preservation is so crucial. The system has to be rigorously, constantly checking back against the original strategic intent.
The why.
The why, exactly. So if a small sub-goal fails, it doesn't just stop. It replans in a way that still serves that primary objective.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting for me.
Yeah.
Scale. Because if one agent can manage a project, how do you scale that across a whole company?
Well, you can't. Not with one agent.
Right.
And that's where the sources point to multi-agent collaboration. You have specialized agents, a planner, a search agent, an execution agent, all working together.
But if you have all these different agents talking, you need rules.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's chaos.
You absolutely do. And the sources highlight two distinct layers of rules. First, you have the technical standards, the protocols.
Okay, so that's like the data format, the APIs.
Exactly. It's the technical handshake. It lets them communicate without wasting time figuring out basic compatibility issues.
So if protocols are how they talk, why do you need that second layer, the contracts? What does that add?
Because contracts are about trust and business logic. They define the business level expectations, service quality, data security, who owns what.
So if an agent doesn't deliver on time,
the contract defines the penalty. It's that layer of auditable trust that actually makes something like an agent marketplace even possible.
Okay, but this all sounds great when it works. In the real world, things fail. Autonomy is pretty useless if the system is brittle.
It's useless. Which is why the sources hammered home the need for failure recovery and replanning. The agent has to be able to detect an error, like a network timeout, and just dynamically adjust its plan.
And what if the failure is, you know, catastrophic?
Then you need the non-negotiable feature, the rollback mechanism. And this is a monumental engineering challenge.
It's not just an undo button.
Not at all. It means safely reverting the entire system, databases, financial records, everything, to a known good point in time. It's about protecting data integrity across weeks of operations.
Wait, okay, if the system has a rollback to fix operational errors, why is cost management listed as a separate critical feature? Doesn't rolling back an expensive failure kind of solve the cost problem too?
That's a great question, and it's a really key distinction. Rollback fixes data integrity after an operational failure. Cost management prevents economic failure from happening in the first place. These systems are using expensive resources, GPU time, API calls. So the agent has to be constantly monitoring its own spending. If it's about to exceed a budget on a task, it has to find a cheaper way, or, and this is crucial, it has to call for a human in the loop.
It ensures the AI doesn't flawlessly execute a plan that bankrupts the project. So what this all really means for you is that true agentic AI requires this convergence of technical sophistication like goal chaining and really strict business controls, like rollbacks and cost awareness.
Right. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, the focus shifts entirely. Once the system can manage the process, humans have to manage the system. The final layer of control isn't technical, it's economic and it's ethical.
Which leaves a really interesting thought to chew on.
Yeah, and it's a question for you, the listener. What does it actually look like when the AI manages the process, but humans are left to manage the economy and the ethics of that entire system?